Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The shir is a continuation of the previous shir. We saw the Yesod HaDvarim, that a woman's wearing her clothing in order to cover herself up. And a man is a kli for his covered. And so we explained that a kli gever al-isha, it's a kli. So man's wearing it primarily as a kli to add honor, and a woman to cover up the erva. So with this, we're going to go further and explain the Gemara Nazir. The Gemara Nazir brings the Dasa Tanakama, that if somebody removes, a man removes his armpit hair or his pubic hair, it's not an Isser Dairaisa of being like a woman, it's only an Isser Midrabanan. Not like the other Tana of the Brides who says you get Malchus. So the Gemara says Beseder, so how does the Tanakama Darshan Lo Yilbash? And the Gemara answers to tell you that a man shouldn't wear clothing of a woman and a woman clothing of a man and sit among the other gender. That's a to'eva. As Rabbi Yaakov says, that a man shouldn't wear, how do we know that a woman shouldn't go out with weapons? It says, Lo'ek v'gever al isha. And it also says, Lo yobash gever simlas isha. That means that a man should lay an isha b'tikune isha. A man shouldn't wear, like Rashi says, he shouldn't put on makeup like a woman. And a woman shouldn't wear weapons like a man. Use weapons like a man. So the Chor is hard, that's the Gemara. So it's hard to understand the Kash of the Gemara. The Gemara first learns, it's Machlokas, whether removing bodily hair is Midarais or Midarabanan. And then it says, according to the Mandarma, that it's the Rabbanan. How does he darshan lo yilbash? He darshans lo yilbash pashit. You're not allowed to wear the clothing of the other gender. What's the problem? What does the Gemara even have to ask the Kasha for? No Kasha. How's he going to darshan lo yilbash? Lo yilbash, he doesn't have to make a drasha. It says what it means, it means what it says. You're not allowed to wear clothing of the other gender. So based on what we explained, it would appear as follows. The pasuk is definitely coming to us wearing the clothing of a woman. But the kasha is, my darish be. The Gemara asks, what's the drasha? In other words, besides the pasuk is mefurish, that a man shouldn't wear the clothing of a woman. There's also a drasha l'ribur. What's the drasha? Because the Gemara, like we mentioned the previous year, the pasuk uses different lashon. The pasuk starts, lo yilbash, the pasuk starts, lo yakli gever al isha, and lo yilbash gever simlas isha is different lashonos. By a woman it says kli gever al isha, and by a man it says lo yilbash gever simlas isha. So we see that by a beged, by a man, the issur is not only that the beged is on him, like it says lo yakli kli gever al isha, but the kli is on this woman, but rather that he's changing into a woman somehow, that he's malubish like a woman. It's much more intrinsic into who the man becomes when he's wearing this clothing of a woman. By a woman, it just says kli gever al isha. Don't wear the kelim of a man. I'm a woman. And here it's yilbash gever simlas isha. She shouldn't be malubah. She should be enclosed and wrapped in this woman's clothing. So there's some sort of fundamental change in the man, and that's a different lashon. The question is, how is the man changing? El blaibda aman. He remains male. So what's changing when he wears a woman's clothing? So what's this different lashon of the pasuk? So the pasuk is coming to tell us, the Gemara is learning, that there's a different ma'aseh shina besides the etzem, wearing of the clothing. There's something here, something else here. So in the previous part of the Gemara, the previous clause, the Gemara darshan, that according to one opinion, that it's removing the hair from the body. But the Tanakhama, that's making one intrinsically like a woman. Because that's what a woman does. It's a shinui mamish begufo. That when he removes hair, it's mamish like a woman's body. That it doesn't have hair on it, because that's what a woman does. A woman removes the hair from her body. And when a man does that, so then he's mamish making a shinui begufo. And that's lo yilbash gever simlas isha. That the simli is like enclosed in it. It's making a change in him. But if you don't hold that, that there's an extra drasha here for changing the body by cutting off the body hair, by removing the body hair, so then what other drasha are you going to make? You have to make a different drasha. So that's the Mars Kasha, my darshi, but what drashas? Of course, Pashup Shad is to wear the clothing, but we also have a shirin in the Lashon of the Pasuk. So we got a darshan in the Lashon of the Pasuk. So the previous clause, we darshan Lashon of the Pasuk, to tell you that it's you're making a shirin begufo when he removes his bodily hair. But that's only according to the second opinion. According to the first opinion, that's not us, sir. Midai Raisa. So not the Gemara answer. It's okay, we'll tell you what it's for. That it's not enough just to wear the clothing, but you have to actually go and sit among them. And when you sit among them, then, you know, your sort of swallowed up by this community of women, so he becomes mamish like a woman. And it's not just that, that's the toeva, the Gemara says. And if that's what he darshins, then he has no makor to darshan that that's removing bodily hair is asir. So therefore, it's according to the Tanakham, it's only midivrei sofrim. And according to this, Elazar ben Yankiv, who holds that it's asir b'chol klei isha b'ish b'ish b'isha, v'lo svir alei debay bugadim hamishanim at isha adiyato roi adezer leshev ben anishim k'desvir alei Tanakham. The Tanakham holds that the man is mamish dressing up like a woman through and through, and therefore he can sit among the women and pass himself off as a woman, and he's doing this in order to be able to do toevas and be a manaif, be a noif. That's according to the Tanakhama. According to the Tanakhama, through and through he's dressing like a woman. But what does Rabbi Elazar ben Yankiv say? Elazar ben Yankiv says minayin shelo, that and not the whole body, even just one kli shelo teitzei shelo kli zayin lemulchama. Just to carry weapons like a man is a readiness of Doraisa. That a man should wear makeup like a woman is readiness of Doraisa. So he doesn't say that you have to wear clothing mamish that changes the man to the extent that he can sit among women. Like the Tanakamal. Tanakamal, the mamish changes him, he can sit among the women. So that's like a fundamental change, as opposed to just like the removing of the body hair is a fundamental change, which the Tanakamal doesn't learn. So Tanakamal learns that it's talking about wearing clothing that makes him mamish like a woman. And comes Rabbi Elazar ben Yankiv, and he says, no. That's referring to any garment of the opposite gender is necessary. Because again, with Ashim's Nepasuk, by a woman, it just says Kli. The Kli Geber is now allowed to be an Isha, but by a man, it says, Yilbash Geber Simlas Isha, that's a Shinui Be'etzem HaGever. That he's enclosed with this Simlas Isha. It's not just a Kli, which is something more external to the person. Whereas Lavush is more intrinsic to the person, more part of the person the person's clothed. As opposed to a Kli, which is something more external. So, by a man, it says, it's Lashon of Shinui, of Lo Yilbash Geber Simlas Isha. So what's Rabbi Elazar ben Yankiv going to do with that Pasuk? So in that, Rabbi Elazar ben Yankiv answers, I'll tell you. A woman is now allowed to wear, have klei mulchama of an ish. The lesser klei mulchama of isha, a woman is now allowed to carry weapons. Like a man, in other words, the Ikar Pasuk is coming to talk about begadim chitzoni, that they shouldn't be like a man, by a man like a woman, and by a woman like a man. In amal ba pasuk, v'lo yilbash, t'tali krat ha'isu begever, v'lo, right in the ratio of the pasuk, it says lo kli gever al isha. So here it's totally in the kli, and in the seifa it says lo yilbash gever simlas isha. There the isser is totally in the gever. The gever shouldn't be malubash Simlas Isha, because it's a change in the Gever. So by a woman, it's talking about the Guf HaMetzias, what the clothing does for her. Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. A Gever shouldn't do a Pu'ula that makes him like a woman. Whereas by a woman, it just says Kalim, they are Kli Gever, that she shouldn't have a man's Kli. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yankiv learns that the Ikar Pasuk is coming to tell us that the Begadim Chitzonim shouldn't be a man like a man shouldn't wear like a woman, and a woman not like a man. And the pasuk says lo yilbash, that it's the pasuk is tala the yisur in the gever, and not like in the ratio where it's tala in the kli, where the yisur depends on the kli, because normally begadim poalim balovesh veisul mitzad alovesh shleib begadim elu, Normally, the begadim are poel, impact the one wearing them, and the iser is mitzad the one wearing them. They shouldn't have these clothing. But by a woman, it says a lashon of kli lo yakli gevra alisha. It's coming to include klei melchama that aren't together begadim that relate to the lovesh to say that he's wearing them. Nevertheless, it's lesser by an isha because it's a kli gevra alisha. So by a man, it says it talks about relates to the man. It talks about the begadim that he's wearing. But he shouldn't be malubash in the begadim of an isha because it changes the man. But the that he's like an isha. But by a woman, since it says kli geber, vidarshin is even kli mulchama. So it emerges according to this that according to the Tanakhama, ikaro b'shinui shechala al yedei begadim. The Tanakhama, the ikaros is that there's a change through the begadim. And therefore, a man's not allowed to wear a woman's clothing through and through. It's like he's being changed into a woman. This way he can walk among the women and be like them and do niuf. Whereas according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yankev, the Iker Isser, ubemashi yesh ala lovesh, ela shelegabei bugadim ase isur mitzad shepalu bo bugadim bofen shel ish al isha, v'isha al ish, ulegabei klei melchama isur mitzad etzem yot klei melchama ala isha. According to the Tanakhama, the Ikar Isser is the change that was created by the Begadim. And according to Lazar Yankov, the Yesoda Isser is on the Lovesh. So when it comes to clothing, the Maisa Isser is that the clothing made the man to be like a woman and the woman to be like a man. And Legabe Klei Melchama, the Isser is that Klei Melchama are on the Isha. But it's going on the person. According to Tanakhama, the Ikar is the clothing is making the change. Le'as Simlas Geber, Simlas Lo Yobash Geber, Simlas Isha. So the clothing is making the change in the person. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov, the Ikar is the person. So when it comes to Begadim, the Maisa Isser is when the person's wearing clothing that makes him like the other gender. And when it comes to Klei Melchama, it's that a woman is holding the Klei Melchama of a man, a woman is carrying the Klei Melchama of a man. So it's on the person, the woman. The woman's not a, it's not the chinui that changes that. That now she's like a man. That the gun makes her like a man. Rather, there's an isser on the woman to carry this weapon. The klei melchama shouldn't be on this woman. By the begadim, the maisa isser is that the begadim change the person. That's the maisa isser on the person. And here, the maisa isser on the person is wearing the, holding the klei melchama of the other gender, that a woman holds the klei melchama of the man. And we see this from the fact that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov didn't relate to the Tanakhama. Sheikal dvarav hem, ze lo yitachen isur alem kenu toiva. V'cherech hanu shinui sheyavi lidei yeshiva ben anashim. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't relate at all to the words of the Tanakhama. Tanakhama is saying it can't be usur unless it's a toiva. So what does that mean? That it's a change that it's going to bring to the fact that men are going to sit among the women and the women are going to be among the men. Elazar ben Yaakov is coming to argue, so he should have explained why it's usur, even though for a woman to wear any clothing of a man, even if she's not going to go amongst the men and vice versa. So what the Tanakhama says is not a toeva, the Pasuk says toeva, so why doesn't he relate to what the Kama says? He says, no, all begadim are usur, and he brings another din of klei melchama. So Elazar ben Yaakov is arguing with the Tanakhama, and he doesn't say a word about what the Tanakhama says. And the Beis Yosef already asked this kashya from the Beis Yosef, which is very difficult to understand. Because Shari דברי התנקם יקרה ממה שכתוב ולא ילבש גבר סמלת אישה. Because it's a difference from the Reisha. The Reisha says לא יהיה כלי גבר על אישה. And the Sefer is לא ילבש גבר סמלת אישה. Why is the Reisha כלי על? And the Sefer is no כלי, no על, לא ילבש גבר סמלת אישה. So we see that by gever, the Yisr is mitzad ha-shinui. And in that it says there's a toeva, there's a change in the gever. He's malubish, but similar, she's enclosed in this clothing of a woman, and that's the abomination. And that, the Tanakhama says, the change of toeva is only a change through which men are going to sit among the women and women among the men. Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov says that this is like the gever al-isha is coming to answer claim ul-chama. That's not a change in the person. She still can be very womanly. She's holding a gun. So with that, Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov is saying that the toeva in the pasuk is not talking about the shinui. The toeva is that a woman has a kli gever on her, and that a gever has a similar sisha on him. And there's no issue here of change, because we can say it's not a change of toeva. Why is it a toeva if they're just wearing the clothing of the other gender? It's only a toeva. According to Tanakhama, it's only a toeva they're wearing the clothing of the other gender completely. That's the toeva. And that's the shinui. There's such a change that now you can go among the other gender because the man is dressed completely like a woman. So he's going to go among the women and vice versa. That's the toeva. That's how the Tanakhama darshins it. That's to be a shinui gamur. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov doesn't hold that way. The toeva is not because of the shinui. The toeva is that he holds that it's an abomination that a woman is wearing a kli gever, that she's holding a gun, that she's wearing men's clothing, even if she's not completely disguising herself as a man. So if the whole pshat is any garment, any way in which one gender is like another gender, that's the toeva. So then when it says, lo yilbash gever simlas isha, it's asering tikune isha, rechshite isha. It says in the Sifri and it says in Rashi that a man shouldn't wear women's jewelry and makeup. So that's the Yisod HaYisr. So it's not a shinui ba'adam, not completely disguising himself as the other gender. But according to him, that's not the Yisod HaYisr. That's really the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rav Elazar ben Yankov. According to the Tanakhama, from Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha, we learn that the Yisr is to completely disguise yourself like the other gender, and the Toeva is you're going to go among the other people, and you're going to have Niyuv, Chas Shalom. And according to Rav Elazar ben Yankov, no, the Yisr is any wearing of the other gender's clothing. And just like Loya Kli Geber Alisha, it shouldn't be a Kli Geber, meaning a woman shouldn't be holding a gun like a man, even though she's not disguising herself as a man. So to a man, can't have Tachshita Isha, she shouldn't wear women's jewelry, women's makeup. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov and the Tanakhama. And we'll to Shem, we'll see how this fits beautifully into the Rambam. And we still have a Sach Meretz Redden. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.